proudly providing an alternative to commercial radio since 1999. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi there. If you'd like to check out my website, the address is messageinabottle.neocities.org. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is supersnack@proton.me. That's supersnack@proton.me.
I want to share something with you very close to my heart. It's
the show that's an exhibition that dares to pull back the curtain on the often embarrassing reality, rumbling in the
connected.
Collage.
Time.
This is Collages by Silas.
At this point, your considerable patience is worn to the breaking point, and you suggest firmly and directly that I'm heading in the wrong direction.
Isaiah 57:15 puts it all in perspective. Thus saith the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
Basically all I can do is vocalize it and hope that they believe it.
And you formed a group with these aliens?
Yeah, it's going to be Fran Baskerville and the extraterrestrials. And, of course, they have kind of some strange sounds like the Twilight Zone. And they have some other eerie sounds.
I bet you heard the stories. Can't say I'm proud of them. Turn the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back.
Now what I want to deal with tonight is a very simple question.
Which is the friendly conversation? You're going to hear some pairs of conversations. Which is the friendly one? Conversation A or conversation B? Check the correct boxes. 1. Conversation A.
That's a fairly crummy way to start a morning.
Maybe I got a fairly crummy day ahead.
Maybe that makes a nice excuse.
Maybe you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Jack, when you start with that attitude, it's like I don't even know who you are.
Conversation B.
What the fuck is this?
1500, right?
No.
3Ds. Hey, that's too much.
That's the price.
We can't make any money at the price.
Take it or leave it. I didn't tell you to sell drugs.
What we need to do now is teach you and your body a different way. What do you mean, teach my body? Adrian asked.
Well, you've just seen Ann and I finish up a number of different exercises to work different muscle groups in the body. One of the best things about this program is really any muscle group you want to work, you can find an exercise for it. We've got literally hundreds of them in the manual. One last thing in here in terms of your exercise program, as you get into it, one of the biggest benefits with isaerobics is, remember, you're just going to do 3 reps instead of the normal 40 or 50 it takes to work that muscle group. As you get stronger, you're simply going to increase the resistance setting, but you're never going to have to do more than 3, and that keeps it very motivating.
There are some things I need to say.
Gonna go.
Gonna go.
Tell your mother.
Tell your mother.
Baby brother,
father too,
let them know,
there's no other,
no, there's not another one who loves you like I do.
It's hard for me, you know. It's not easy being a cast iron bitch. It takes discipline and years of training. A lot of people don't appreciate that. Jesus, I'm sorry, I can't tell you these things to your face.
As to the basis of judgment at the judgment seat of Christ, believers will be judged for their works or according to their faithfulness at the great white throne. The wicked will be judged because of their sins and according to their sins. As a result of the judgment at the judgment seat of Christ, believers will be rewarded or will suffer loss in relation to their measure of their faithfulness. Yet even the unfaithful will not be condemned, but will be saved just as by fire. Well, what an awful way to be saved. At the great white throne, where no man's name is found in the Lamb's Book of Life, all are condemned and shall be cast into the lake of fire, everlasting punishment. To the believers, at the judgment seat of Christ will be given that wonderful welcome. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
I learned everything that I know from Andrew Tate. I learned everything that I know from Wes Watson. I learned everything that I know from William Brown, Alex Becker, Darius Wright. Alex Hormozy. And the list goes on. And I'm not vomiting out what they've already said. I applied what they said. And I'm still, gradually, the snail will eventually get what it wants and where it wants to go, but slowly. And I'm doing that for a reason, because I was demon in the beam of just
demon. Can't believe that I got entombed in that weird thing, like in Alien or whatever.
That's just a state of the art cough drop. That's just a state of the art nano. That's a state of the art
concept. I must have finished it.
The whole conviction of my life. That's what's the hardest for me to get over.
Must have finished it.
That's what's the hardest for me to get over.
Must have finished it.
I know this is a funny way for a scientist to feel, but
I can be revived after
years of training.
And so simple.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a point. Like this.
It's computerized, so.
Hey, G, you know what that means?
Straight up, dog.
Computerized.
What's that?
The unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in South Africa, no one is claiming the top of the 70-year-old woman in Africa's headquarters after a national congress slashed her throat. No one is claiming responsibility for more news.
In terms of this program here, there's one last thing I'm going to share with you, is we simply will play and again simply duplicate and again simply duplicate and again simply duplicate and again simply duplicate and again simply duplicate.
Well, it's our only hope.
Sounds interesting.
You were right. The whole speech was on the recorder, the last tape. I think you should listen to it.
Sounds important.
Judge for yourself. Mr. Weiner?
We learn through our senses and our intuitive understanding of what to do.
There's lots of things I haven't done, and that's not real high on my list. Don't take it personally. I'm a bigot.
That possible connection's getting a hell of a lot more possible. Wouldn't you say that, George?
I wonder if some things aren't better unknown.
Jesus, Liz.
Oh, bud, come on. Something really important is happening here.
I'm trying to keep the situation under control. I can't allow you to create this kind of hysteria.
See, you don't understand.
But with that sanctioning comes heavy restrictions.
Perhaps in a way we're being controlled, too.
You just never think these things are going to happen
exactly.
To you.
Exactly.
I like my horizons rather narrow.
There are some things I need to say.
In effect, whenever she's remembering anything that was alien, frightening to her, we'll see it as her mind saw it.
You can do anything if you just imagine. Just imagine
all the
I would say that the biggest problem is
Making electronic, making weird electronic jams forever.
A number of questions remain.
Why would a $1 million superstar play with fresh, new, state-of-the-art facilities?
Never need.
And so simple.
Yeah. And then?
We use drugs.
To live better?
Well, I guess you would feel that way after spending a year going in and out of hospitals.
Her mind might snap if we forced her to use drugs.
Tell me the truth. Doesn't that curiosity and that fear all swirling together turn you on? If it is... broadening your horizons.
I use drugs.
But I wore a mini today.
Okay, I'll do it.
And there's going to be things exposed. So it's a morning show.
Well, if you can
use drugs.
Here, everybody can
use drugs.
Of course, I
use drugs.
Don't you? Peter does.
It is a potent narcotic.
How potent?
More potent than any human drug you can imagine. The controllers regulated it. We would receive small amounts as a reward for our labor in the mines.
You? I mean, you were on his shit? You?
Yes. We all were. We were genetically engineered as slave laborers. It was our only means of pleasure. Allowed. The harder you worked, the more you got. The more you got, the harder you worked. Thousands of my people died. I lost my best friend. It is a nightmare.
You know, I thought you'd have some defense, some tale of hardship. Your mother ran off when you were young. Your father beat you or something.
No. I was a member of an American trapeze act in the circus that traveled in Europe.
Your self-defense story checks out, for now, that is.
You're released on your own recognizance. Don't leave the jurisdiction, gentlemen. This investigation isn't over. 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 Isn't over.
Stay home. Stop your cragging.
Yeah.
Stop your cragging.
Okay.
Calm down. Calm down.
Okay, countdown.
Yeah.
I thought you said calm down.
Five, four, three.
No, you don't do the three. You just go five, four.
As far as I can judge, at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
from you.
I wondered if I would sleep well in these strange conditions, and what I might dream about that night.
We were to discover how to recognize human breath.
I know what we agreed last time was right. I know what needs to be done. I'll see that it happens.
Right. Well, he needs to be sorted out.
Something to me.
teams of people scale disaster and their lives under the rubble.
Begging
the local journalists.
There was just too much
rubble.
Buildings behind me there, wiped out.
Shattered buildings, I think one of which may be shattered.
The area that's been affected.
This is an absolutely enormous
area.
You know, one of the first things we came to was a 10-storey building that had been flattened. I think one of the issues about communication here is we're getting all sorts of stories calling for
people.
Take a listen to what they had to say.
It is being described as a crisis within a crisis within a crisis, an area that's been whipped by the more than decade-long war.
Let's get some international response now. Well, speaking in Geneva, the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, expressed concern about the lack of information from some of the areas in the disaster zone.
Many families now face areas where we do not yet have everything, areas where we do not yet have information.
Hi there. If you'd like to check out my website, the address is messageinabottle.neocities.org. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is supersnack@proton.me. That's supersnack@proton.me.